Now, if somebody says to you that they ate beans for dinner, what kind of beans were they eating?
I think most people refer to green beans.
Okay.
Or black-eyed peas. They call those a bean. Some
Oh.
people do.
Huh. Okay.
But I don't. I call them black-eyed peas.
What are those little tomatoes that are about this big?
Cherry.
Okay. And the brown vegetable that grows underneath the ground and has eyes is called.
Potatoes.
And there's a purplish red vegetable that you slice up. Sometimes it comes juiced. Sometimes usually it's canned. But it's real red.
Tomatoes?
No,
No.
it's more solid than tomatoes.
Beets?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's see. Inside a cherry, there's a little hard thing. What's that called?
Pit?
And how about in a peach? What would you call it?
Seed.
Okay. Now, a peach seed has a large outer covering, and then if you split it open, there's a little almond-shaped thing inside. What do you call that? Do you have a name for that?
Seed.
Okay. There's a kind of peach that the seed just falls out of, and that's called what?
Freestone.
Right. And the other kind is a
Clean.
And you spread jam on bread, or you could spread what? Something that's like jam.
Jelly.
And there's little things that grow in the forest that have little caps on them. They're called.
Mushrooms.
And if they're inedible, what would you call them?
Toadstools.
Okay. Dried meat is called.
Jerky.
Okay. And how about partially dried meat that comes in a, I would say it comes in a jar. And you use it to make a creamed.
I call it chipped beef.
Okay. And there's a fat pork that's cured in brine that's added sometimes to beans.
Salt pork.
And a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog and packed in a casing is.
Hog's head or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Hog's head, I think.
Okay. If you have a liquid and you need to get a solid out of the liquid, you need to do what to the liquid? You need to, like, put it through something.
A sieve.
And that's called what? You're doing what to the liquid?
Separating it? No. What was the question?
Well, let's say you have a liquid and there's some solid thing in the liquid that you can get out by putting it through a sieve. Well, by putting it through a sieve, what are you doing to the liquid? You would say you are.
Straining.
And what would you call a milk that's watered down? Or milk that's been watered down? Like a thin milk? What would you call a thin milk?
Half and half.
Have you ever heard of Blue John? Blue John is a watered-down milk made from Holsteins in Texas. Because Holsteins don't have as thick a milk as Jersey cows.
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. And they call it Blue John because it looks blue. For some reason, when it's thin, it looks blue. Let's see. What's milk that's just beginning to turn?
Buttermilk or sour milk?
Okay. And a milk product that comes in a tub and has curds?
Cottage cheese.
Okay. And what's a bread made with cornmeal called?
Cornbread.
Okay. How is that made? Do you know? Or like, how do you make your cornbread?
Well, you put some flour and cornmeal with it and baking powder.